This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced visit to Iraq Saturday with a dual purpose. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
On behalf of your commander in chief and every American, happy Thanksgiving.
One key part of the trip was to thank U.S. troops stationed in Iraq for their service. But the other purpose was to reassure Kurdish allies of continued U.S. support. In Erbil, Vice President Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nechervan Barzani, who called the visit
an important indication of your continued support.
Pence responded he was there
to reiterate the strong bonds forged in the fires of war between people of the United States and the Kurdish people.
A senior U.S. official says the visit is also intended to reassure backers of the Kurds here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security and hospital officials said Saturday that two people were killed when Iraqi security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in a third day of fierce clashes in central Baghdad. Two protesters were struck with rubber bullets and died instantly, and more than 20 others were wounded in the fighting on Rashid Street. 16 people have died and more than 100 wounded in the renewed clashes. At least 342 protesters have died in Iraq's massive protests, which started October 1st, when thousands of citizens took to the street to decry corruption and lack of services despite Iraq's oil wealth. Separately, Iraq's parliament failed to hold a session Saturday due to lack of a quorum. Lawmakers were supposed to read reform bills introduced to placate protesters. The next session was postponed until Monday. This is VOA News.